visitors, the ones from yesterday, and any new ones we have. Good to have y'all with us. Also, I want to say good to have Brother David Barnes with us here, all the way from New Mexico. Don't know what keeps bringing him out this way, but either to see me or one of my girls, I'm not sure. And also, thank you for the Canada family opening their home to us, to him. I really appreciate that. Remember these announcements, Brother Brad Yount's minister for us on June 21st. Then July 4th and 5th, we have the anniversary meeting, 55th. I forgot to put that in there. It's the 55th anniversary meeting. I think I'm on the wrong. Can y'all switch over to the prayer requests? This is, I'm pretty sure this is actually the, is this right PowerPoint? I think that, we'll just go with it. So Brother Nate Green, ministering for us, followed by Mill on the 4th, and then Brother Mike Ultick, ministering for us on the 5th. On the 19th, Brother Joe Adams, ministering for us. Happy belated birthday to Brother David Barnes. His birthday was a couple days ago, and yesterday was Aaliyah Karn, that's Brother Eric's daughter. And then Brother Donnie's is tomorrow, so God bless him on his birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday. Yeah, this is the right one. Thank you for your prayers for our family. We had a good trip. And also continue to remember Sister Rachel and the kids come back from New Mexico this Tuesday. Our nephew, Isaiah Gibson, has surgery to reset a broken wrist. Remember him tomorrow for that. Also, Brother Elisha, one of the guys, this is from a couple days ago, but this James Morgan, he's having surgery on the 15th for a tumor in a vertebrae. Remember him, that's also tomorrow. Sister Esther Smallwood. This request for Brother Sonny Garrett, a friend of many of us know him. He was diagnosed with cancer, and just pray for him, all of his family, Lord, during this time, that we, Lord, help him. Remember Brother Richard Wilson ministering for us today. And also, I want to read this from Sister Peggy Dale. It says, thanks for the gifts, prayers, the birthday party, the songs played and sung. God bless you all. I love you all. That's from Sister Peggy. All right. Back to that. Any unspoken requests? Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this good to be here today. Lord, we thank you for your presence here. Thank you for the meeting yesterday and for the wonderful food that was presented, Lord. We pray you bless all those who prepared and set that out, Lord, and bless them again for their efforts today preparing all that food for us. Thank you for the word we heard from Brother Stephen yesterday, Lord, and for the word we're going to hear today from Brother Richard. Just give us ears to hear, Lord, and open our hearts to understand and receive it, Father. We know you've given him a message, Lord, and we come expecting. We thank you for it. Touch all these spoken requests, Lord, a special prayer for Brother Sonny Garrett, Cindy, Calvin, and all the others we've been praying for. All those with unspoken, Lord, on their hearts, Lord, touch each of them. Be with Sister Rachel and the kids coming back, and then also the youth camp coming up in a couple more weeks. Lord, be with all the youth for that, the BYC camp, and just have your way in the worship service. The all the praise and worship and specials may it all be for your glory. And we love you and thank you for all your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. Y'all will...
Amen. God bless you, Terry. God bless you. Good to have you here today. Good to be in the house of the Lord. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. But it wouldn't be much if it was an empty house. Amen. Good to have each and every one of you here. And Brother Ryan, none of these are visitors. They're just part of us. They've been here before, worshiped here before. So they're not visitors. They're just one of us. They're just an extended part of our family. And we sure do appreciate them. And Brother Chris, good to see you, buddy. Good to see you.
Amen.
Good to see you. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Thank y'all for yesterday. Your sisters did a wonderful job. We have plenty of food left, so we are going to eat again after service is over. All right? The sisters did a wonderful job. We got through and fed everybody, and everything worked well, and we're going to do it again today because I know one thing's for sure. Brother Andre had come hungry. For the word first, right? For the word first, and then downstairs to eat. We got to keep our bodies built up. So if, as the people are starting to come in, y'all probably need to kind of squeeze together, and it's going to be more full today, I guess, than yesterday. So, but there's some seats up here if anybody needs to sit up here. But good to be in the house of the Lord. Thank y'all all for coming again. We appreciate you. We're going to have Brother Richard out here in a little bit, but we got some song services coming. If you have a special again, we're having a couple. One special. So if anybody else has a special, they can raise your hand. If you want to sing to yourself, sing to the Lord. Amen. I know Brother Stephen's not going to raise his hand ever, so. Leave us to preaching, right? Yeah. not taking. But God bless you. Brother Colley's coming in, so we're going to have to seat him somewhere up here, him and Brother Darty, if y'all don't mind. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, they're coming right now. Everybody knows Brother Colley and Brother Darty. They've been here probably as long as this building has, almost. So we sure appreciate them. It just takes them a little bit longer to get up here, but that's all right. You're getting here, right? Amen. So God bless you. Enjoy yourself. We love you with the love of the Lord. Thank you so much for coming. And we're gonna hear a good sermon, but we're gonna have some good singing. Yeah, okay. All right, God bless you.
Amen. You can have your seats. You come to worship the Lord this morning. It's all about creating that atmosphere, inviting Him into our presence. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. He's been the fourth man in the fire time after time. I'm born of His Spirit.
Trust in God.
blessed assurance to trust in him. Praise the Lord. Amen. Sister Trudy, I need your help on this one, okay? I'll tell you something that I've learned in this Christian walk. There's a time where you have to confess what God has done for you. And that's your testimony. Amen. And you know, sometimes the devil, he tries to suppress us, but he can't stop that voice. Amen. He cannot stop what God is doing in your life. Amen. I said I wasn't gonna tell nobody, but I can't keep it to myself. No, I can't keep it to myself. Can't keep it to myself. Said I wasn't gonna tell nobody, but I can't keep it to myself. What the Lord has done, oh, he's done first. Oh, you ought to have been there when he saved my soul. Put you in action. You'll start walking. You'll start singing. You'll start shouting. You can't stay still because he's a God that moves forward in his word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're just going to go ahead. Let's sing this chorus. Touching Jesus is all that really matters. We'll go ahead and have our Bible reading for this morning. Amen. Are you glad to be in the presence of the Lord? I tell you, we just don't serve a God. He is an I am that I am. He's a present tense when he's here. And that's what I love about being in the truth. Amen. Let's just sing this chorus as Brother Donnie comes. We don't have his Are you going to do Bible reading? Okay, you have it? Okay, Brother Colley, then you come ahead. It was a little late, so I wasn't sure if we had him ready yet, prepped yet. Amen. Oh, touching Jesus is all.